Now, keeping us up to date with local news on Bribie Island and the surrounding areas, Belinda Ferguson, editor of the local Bribie and Surrounds newspaper, joins us. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Tell us what's happening around the traps, is because if anybody knows, it's you.
Okay. Our feature looks at the Kaminsky Group and the ramifications behind the end of its long-standing agreement with TAB, severing a partnership that spanned more than 20 years. The results are in. City of Moreton Bay residents have delivered a clear message. Feeling safe in their own neighbourhoods is a priority. Their feedback is now helping shape council's decisions on where millions of dollars will be invested across the region to make you and I feel safe. Queensland has recorded one confirmed case of H5, highly infective avian influenza, better known as H5 bird flu, after a deceased seabird identified as petrel was found on Moreton Island on July 18. Cherie has all the details, including what precautionary measures you should take if you happen to stumble across a deceased seabird. Bribie Island Golf Club recently played host to the 2026 Queensland Amateur Golf Championships, with Chase providing a rundown on this prestigious event. Also in sport, Fisticuffs is set to take place next month at Bribie Island Hotel, promising an action-packed night for local fight fans. As usual, we cover a wide variety of local issues while showcasing our local businesses. It's our local businesses who make this publication possible, so please support them. This is Belinda Ferguson from the local news on 101.5 FM.
Belinda, what a great snapshot of what's happening around Bribie Island and surrounds this month. From the Kaminsky Group and the TAB parting ways after 20 years. Yeah, there's a lot of that on the Facebook, isn't it, and around. To the local events of the H5 bird flu detection on Moreton Island. That's a little bit sad. Thanks so much for joining us, Belinda Ferguson, editor of the local Bribie and Surrounds newspaper. You always keep us up to date and with your running around and what matters most in our community. For your local news and to catch up on the full podcast, head to 1015fm.com.au. Thank you, Belinda.
Thank you.